Hello and welcome. This is Jumpstart Rewind, a segment of our Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Roger Schaus. Today we're going to read Jumpstart number 1081, written April 16th, 2014. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 7 and verse 8. David said to Solomon, "My son, I've intended to build a house to the name of the Lord, my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have waged great war. You shall not build my house to my name, because you have had so much blood on the earth before me.'" Our verse today is about King David. He is old and beginning the process of passing the torch on to Solomon, his son, to be the next king of Israel. David's heart was loyal to God. He had made Jerusalem the center and the capital of the nation. The king's palace was there. The city had walls for protection. Yet the focus of worship remained within the tabernacle, the mobile tent structure first established in the wilderness in the days of Moses. David wanted to give God something better, something permanent. The temple was planned. David intended to build God this temple, but God said no. David wasn't the one. Solomon would be the one who would build it. The temple became the most beautiful building in Jerusalem. David gathered workers, supplies, and all the necessary steps so that the process for Solomon would be very smooth. Solomon's temple served Israel until the Babylonians sacked it around the year 587 BC. Here are some lessons for us. Some of our dreams are unfulfilled. This is especially true as one gets older. Age, finances, limitations often make a person realize that the dreams of their youth are not going to come about. Sometimes the dreams of our youth do not seem as important when we get older. Things change. Priorities change. A young person wants to travel and see the world. That older person becomes, he just wants to stay home. This is true with many of our dreams and our goals. Spiritually, some of our goals may not be realized. Some of it had the goal of being a shepherd in the kingdom of God. Things happen along the way, and now that's not going to be a reality. Some have had the dream of preaching, and that didn't pan out. We all had dreams that some were not fulfilled. Secondly, sometimes God says no. He did it to David. In the book of Acts, Paul wanted to go to Asia and preach, but the Holy Spirit refused that to happen. God said no. Christ dreams. No instead of a yes. Those things can come to a young couple who want a baby, but they find out that they can't have one. It can come in the form of a closed doors and opportunities that never come about. We want yes, and God says no. Thy will be done is hard to swallow when thy will does not line up with our will. Thy will may be completely opposite of what we want and pray for. Thy will may take us a different direction. Even noble intentions, such as building the temple for God or preaching in Asia, can be rejected by God. How we respond and react to these things reveals our character and our faith. Someone the other day gave me a picture of myself when I was 22 years old. It was at a farewell party. I'd finished working with a church in a training program and was soon to start off preaching on my own. I was given a briefcase as a present. Tall, skinny, single, and full of thoughts about what I was going to do. Now, years later, no longer a kid, but having four kids of my own who are older than the guy in that picture. Life has taken me places that I never dreamed of. Some of those dreams and those goals of that 22-year-old guy in that picture never came about. Most of them have long been forgotten. They've been replaced with better goals, more realistic dreams, and things that I've thought out. A person can live life disappointed. There's an old song by Harry Chapin called Taxi, where he picks up a woman for a taxi ride. They recognize each other and remember their dreams of long ago. He was going to be a pilot and she was going to be an actress. But now he's just driving his taxi. We can spend too much of our time regretting what never came about. I was going to be is a song that no one wants to hear. A person can be bitter because of failed dreams. They can feel chained to the kids and to work and to aging parents and never feel like they got to do what they wanted to do in life. This leads to a person to resent others. They resent the kids. They resent a marriage that took away their dreams. They resent their life and envy those who are doing what they never could. Bitterness comes from resentment. Misery follows. A person who's like this isn't happy and content. There's a volcano brewing on the inside. It will erupt someday. It will be messy, and generally ugly things will spew forth. From our passage, we learn that David couldn't build the temple, but he did other things, and mostly he built a son who was able to build that temple. As a person ages, the experiences of life can polish and change you. As faith grows within you, priorities change. You replace the dreams of your youth with mature, seasoned, and spiritual goals and dreams. You have better goals, deeper dreams that are driven by scriptures. We learn especially from Paul that when God said no to Asia, he didn't quit. There was another plan, another place, and another direction that God wanted him to go. Don't fight God. Don't quit because dreams do not become fulfilled. Don't try to push God out of the throne. He knows what's best. He sees what we don't see. So things don't work out for you to serve as a shepherd in the congregation. Can you do other things? Can you be one of the best members? Can you be the one who puts the bright spot that encourages others? Can you be an incredible teacher? Can you find ways to serve others? Don't give up because your dream didn't come about. So you can't have children. Can you adopt? Can you be that person in the neighborhood that all the kids adore? Can you be the adoptive parent in the church for all the kids? Can you volunteer at the local library to read stories to kids? Can you teach the kids classes at church? Don't give up because your dream didn't come about. So you can't travel overseas and preach. Can you find those that do and encourage them? Can you help them financially? Can you get names of foreign preachers and write to them? I've done that for more than 40 years. There are books that you can send them. There is a friendship that you can form this way. Don't give up because your dream didn't come about. David couldn't build the temple. He helped the one who would. Paul couldn't preach in Asia. He preached in other places. What about your dreams? What about your hopes? Don't live in the past. Don't live defeated. Don't blame others. Live your life in the sunshine of today. Serve the Lord the best you can. Continue to dream, plan, and make goals. An old sermon I used to preach everywhere was called Bloom Where You Are Planted. Where I live now, there are all kinds of spring flowers popping up. Behind us is the woods. In the woods, there are some spring flowers popping up. The seeds from one year blew deep into the woods, and now the flowers are blooming where they are planted. That's some of us. It's not where we intended to be, but here we are. Bloom where you're planted. Keep blooming. Keep dreaming. Keep serving the Lord. Thank you for listening.